Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, April 25th, 2016. Israeli Navy attacked fishers in Gaza waters and troops closed the entrance and take over a medical center in southern West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli Navy ships opened fire early Monday on a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza waters in the northern part of the coastal region. The fishers had to sail back to shore in order to avoid further assaults and violations. The attack led to property damage but no injuries. On April 3rd, Israel announced that it extended the fishing zone allowed for Palestinian fishermen of some parts of the Gaza coast to 9 miles instead of 6. However, Israeli Navy ships continued to attack Gaza fishing boats within those 6 nautical miles. The areas where the fishing zone was increased extend from Wadi Gaza, west of Gaza City, until the western part of Rafah and the southern part of the coastal region. Under the Oslo Agreement, the Palestinians are supposed to be able to fish and sail within 20 nautical miles, but Israel kept unilaterally decreasing it. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Monday at dawn one Palestinian in Hebron City in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, in addition to confiscating gold and cash from a home in Beit Umar nearby village. Moreover, Israeli soldiers closed on Monday morning the main entrance of the Hebron Emergency Center, run by the Hebron Health Committees, by placing concrete blocks, completely sealing it, and deployed dozens of soldiers on its rooftop. According to workers there, many soldiers occupied the center's rooftop and turned it into a military base. The center receives hundreds of patients on a daily basis. It provides its medical services to more than 60,000 Palestinians living in the city. In other news, Israeli soldiers kidnapped late on Sunday at night two underage siblings after invading and violently searching their homes in Silwan town in occupied Jerusalem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, April 25th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.